Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlach. A couple of minutes in the IT and IT security from an airport today. So I'm making my way through the lines, right, looking at the friendly cartoon puppies, right? Oh, see the TSA dogs. They look so friendly. There's a kid poster, you know. Hey, kids, if you see something, say something. Those types of things. It's hilarious to me. It's good, of course, that the TSA tries to make the security simple and engaging, and I'm full on for all that. Anything that makes things easy is usually a good thing. And as a matter of fact, when we look at something like the security culture framework, it's one of the things they stress is, hey, engage your marketing people, right? Engage it, make the message simple, get buy-in. Hopefully, if you're doing a security culture program, you're doing better than TSA, but you get my point. Anything that makes something easy is a good thing. Well, not always a good thing. Did you see this research from Cornell? So Cornell did some research on UL shorteners, which is, of course, supposed to make things easy and good. And what they found was that these URL shorteners are actually disclosing a significant amount of information because there's very little security on them. So every time you, like, do a map and say I'm going from this point to that point and you get, like, the Google Quick URL, right, which is like a 5 or 6 character, if you traverse those 5 or 6 characters, which is easy to do, right? You just create a simple script to scrape them all. You can see what people have been going from here to there. Now, of course, it doesn't seem like much, but we don't know if we copy a lot more generally into those search results than we mean to. Right? You copy from email, you throw it into search, and then you do your map. In some instances, they found people's names and addresses. In one instance, they found name, address, and age, which seems weird to me. Why would you be mapping from your age? Maybe if you're like 21, you drive a different route. If you're 31 or something, I don't know. Google numbers is like, oh, you're old, Wolf. You should take the old guy route. I guess that's a new feature. Who knew? But anyways, so all these, all this PII is now in Google short URLs and now available for search and for analysis. They did something similar, the research from Cornell against Microsoft, and found some similar things. Short answer here is, hey, when you're making these simple services, make sure that you're not also creating new vulnerabilities that you didn't intend to. Create a new URL, capture information, store it. Similar to what I was talking about yesterday, right, which is encrypting search results in for searches against something using format-preserving encryption. Always a good thing. Why? Because so oftentimes we look at our search results in websites, and you'd be shocked at what people disclose accidentally. So make sure that you're, when you're creating these services, to do something simple, to make lives easier, that you're still doing analysis on it, still doing threat modeling on it. With that, I think they're boarding. So I'll talk to you later.